Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the OS Rick Project. How are you guys? Welcome back to the show. It's been a minute. I wanted to make a podcast today because there's a lot of things going on, especially with the release of a new game from Capcom, Dragon Dogma 2. And a lot of things going around right now where people are talking about the microtransactions, the gameplay, the performance, a lot of things going on. And I just wanted to chime in because, because I just wanted to, really. But, you know, I think it's important that a lot of games that are coming out now, that if you're going to charge $70 and then still have microtransactions in the game, it does not make any sense to me. And I know a lot of some people are going to say, well, the microtransactions, all that stuff is already in the game. You could get it for free. But I think it starts setting a precedence of what's going to be allowed and not allowed. And it becomes a pre-programming of what they can get away with. And when you start having stuff like this, I believe it's just going to, you know, we're already in that slippery slope. So I really feel like it's really in bad faith what they're doing. And, you know, with the game costing at $70, that's a lot of money. And it doesn't make sense why it should have these microtransactions in there. So me personally, I want to play the game. I really do. But I feel like at $70, I can wait. Like even with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, it came out at $70. And I waited until I had a couple of gift certificates come in from Best Buy before I got the game. So with Dragon's Dogma being the way that it is, I don't really see how, you know, they could justify with these transactions. And again, a lot of people are saying, no, you could just get it in the game within what you call it, within an hour or so of playing it. But to me, that is just ridiculous. And of course, a lot of people are talking about, well, this ain't the first Capcom game to do it. You know, Street Fighter 6 has it, Resident Evil 4 has it, Monster Hunter has it, and it's true, they do have it. But I feel at this day and age, when you're trying to reach that $70 price tag, and it's something so trivial, like these one-time use cosmetics, I feel like it's just, I think they're just trying to see what they get away with, and I for one don't think they should. So I'm just gonna wait till the game will come out and on discount before I pick it up. Also, performance issues, especially after Capcom said that they want to focus on PC being their primary platform to release games, and then seeing how it comes out, and I find it really strange. I find it really strange where, you know, if you purchase a PS5, you spend $500-$600 to get a PlayStation 5, and then, you know, you're paying anywhere between $1,000, you know, $1,500 to get a good gaming PC, and you're still just getting less than a steady 60 frames per second. That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, these developers need to be held accountable, and if their game's going to be coming out and it's not finished, not performing right, I'm not going to like reward them by purchasing their game day one. It's okay. Like, I don't have to be part of the conversation, you know, although it is fun to be part of it when it comes out, talking to your friends and sharing your experiences. But it's not worth rewarding these developers for unoptimized games. And it's been like that since, you know, last year. It's been like the I want to say the norm, you know, and I hate to say that because it shouldn't be, but it looks like that's what's been going on. So yeah, you know, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, it sucks too when you see, you know, content creators also talking about it, and some of them not disclosing the fact that there's microtransactions and they're trying to cover up. I mean, that sucks also because, I mean, I get it. These guys they're working in the contract to make content for this stuff, and they got to chase the clicks. But at the same time, you start losing, like, we're not being transparent. You start losing, what credibility you have when it comes to reviewing these games, because now it just becomes like, okay, I get it. You're just here for the paycheck. That's fine. You know, not really here because you want for the love of the game and the video game hobby. What else, guys? Yeah, but mostly Dragon's Dogma, dude. I don't understand that. And then people are just like, I mean, look, it seems like a fun game. I'm hearing a lot of positive things. But at the same time, again, with the performance issue, it coming out in that state, I just don't think that's something I want to support. So I'm just going to have to wait until it goes on sale and take it from there. I have been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and I have been having fun with it. Although I do feel like there is a lot of side content to do. And I know it sounds kind of like a bad thing, but I'm at the point now where I'm just kind of like getting like burnt out on doing all that stuff. And I want to focus on the main story. But at the same time, I don't want to miss out on any upgrades along the way, because there is some worthwhile stuff along the way. And that's hidden in the side content, and, you know, leveling up your materia and finding new materia, getting new items and leveling up the abilities. So there is stuff to be found. I think what does annoy me is when you get forced to have to play the mini games, that gets old quick. It's like, okay, I just want to, like, there's some parts where I want to focus on the main story, and then like here's a mini game. Like, okay, I do not want to play that mini game. Although I will say that I have been having fun playing the card game. The card game is pretty fun, and the AI is like pretty, like, you know, it could be tough sometimes, but you can just, if the game's not going your way, you can just restart and picks it up right where you left off, and just pick your cards and get your deck ready, and then you can just take it from there. But, you know, minus having sometimes just a lot of side stuff to do, some filler stuff, it does a lot of things better than the first game. So we'll see how that goes. But so far, I have been enjoying it. It is fun. And again, like I said, I waited for it, so I had some gift certificates come out, because I wanted to play it, but I wasn't that much in a hurry. So I actually waited a couple of days, like almost a week and a half, before I picked up my copy. But overall, I've been having fun with it. Although sometimes I do find myself just wanting to be like, all right, I need to play something a little bit different, so I'll go back to Resident Evil 4 or something. But I'm sure you guys can tell, but even some of these, like these summon bosses, they are really tough. I've been really having to be sweaty to try to beat these guys. So, and the game, I'm playing it on dynamic difficulty, so it's not too tough, not too terribly tough. The enemies scale with you, and I have been playing it on graphics mode at 30 frames per second, which actually does look really nice, and it locks it in a nice 30 frames per second. Now, they did have a recent upgrade where you could play it at 60 frames, and you could change it whether you wanted it to be smooth or sharp, and it looks nice, but I really do like how everything looks on the 30 frames per second. But again, when I went back to go play Resident Evil 4 on the PC, it's like, okay, yes, 120 frames is just a lot more smoother. But, you know, it being a console game and looking this pretty, like, honestly, I have zero issues with this game. No performance issues, no bugs, nothing breaking, not falling through the world, no. It's been running fine. It's been running really well. So I've been enjoying it. Just minor gripes here and there, but it is fun. What has changed? A couple of changes from the main story, but nothing too outrageous. But again, I don't want to speak too much on that, because, you know, if you guys are plan on playing it, I don't want to ruin anything. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to talk about, guys. I did finish Berserk, which is unfortunate because Mr. Kentaro Miura passed away, so the book is not finished. They still need to finish it, so now we just have to wait until they get their things together and stuff like that, trying to finish it as best as they could, as Mr. Miura wanted it to be. So we'll see how that goes. But other than that, though, guys, I mean, I just want to chime in with the whole Dragon's Dogma and everything, and I feel like, you know, just don't have to play everything day one. Don't reward these companies. I mean, I really feel like, you know, speak with your wallet. And I really been sticking with that this year. I mean, and there's so many games I want to play. I mean, I still want to play Infinite Wealth Like a Dragon. I'll wait till that goes on discount. I know Persona 3 Reloaded on the PlayStation, it's already discounted on Amazon. What else is going to be coming? Dragon's Dogma, like I said, I also want to play it, but I'm going to wait till they patch over some stuff and get it ready to roll. And what else, guys? I'm sure there's some other stuff that's going to be coming out, so we'll see. Anyways, guys, I just want to make a short video just to talk about what's going on and just share it with you guys. And I hope you have a good blast. Have some, play some games. Have a good time. And I will see y'all next time. Bye, guys. Peace out.